Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kenny Hodges Postal Podcast. I'd like to discuss current and relevant issues in the Postal Service that a lot of people just don't talk about. Tell a phone, tell a friend. That podcast they call KHP is back again. That smooth sound you hear in the background, that's none other than Robert White, a.k.a.
The man.
You. On that lead guitar, Dave Brantley, a.k.a. the Guitar
X. Pro.
There. I want this podcast to be that voice that converses with postal employees without a whole lot of chaser. Straight facts, as they say, just the facts, Jeff. Let's get ready to have a podcast.
Hey, good evening. Late night podcast. Just a little something different I'm trying to do. I wanted to introduce this startup music, a little composition put together by two of Columbus's own postal employees, Robert White and Dave Brantley. Listen, real quick, let's have a conversation pertain to COVID-19 and the Postal Service. Now, I'm going to start off by saying there's a vaccine that's available, but it's going to take time for it to be saturated throughout all communities so that the Postal Service can receive some of the benefit. In other words, more employees coming back to work. But I want to say to you right now that I understand in our buildings we are inundated with mail. I understand there are a lot of other or a plethora of other situations going on in life. But we got to take a moment and think about the spreading of this virus. Let me tell you, I did a campaign, put your mask on and keep it on. And again, I have to revisit that and re-energize myself to ensure I wear my mask more. So before I can ask you to do it with conviction, it's important that I do it first. Employees, you have to understand that there was some controversy pertaining administrative leave with respect to additional or subsequent cases of coronavirus if it affected an employee more than once. It came to the point that the post office will give you administrative leave if you've used your original 2 weeks of COVID leave. But the administrative leave is only given if through the Postal Service's contact tracing, they determine that you need to be quarantined. So you got to be aware of that. So if the post office is saying, if you've used your COVID leave and now you have recontacted or been exposed again to the coronavirus, well, the second time it's on you. You have to use your own leave. But because they are concerned about the work environment, they're going to do contact tracing. And anyone they feel needs to be quarantined, if that group of persons have used their COVID leave already, then the Postal Service will provide administrative leave, which brings me to the topic right now. Contact tracing. Let's be for real. In the past, the Post Office did a horrible job at it. But I'm going to be the first to say there's been a significant difference in the manner in which Columbus, Ohio is performing their contact tracing. Anywhere near where I think if you were giving them a grade, I'd probably give them from an F. They're probably a C minus right now. But I've been contacted by one or two employees in the Postal Service who has coronavirus. And it's important for the post office to continue to do the right thing. And while that might sound easy, we have to look at why they won't or why they're hesitant. I won't say they won't. Why they're hesitant. Because if they perform correct contact tracing, if one individual has spoken to or had conversation with maybe 8 or 9 individuals, that's 8 or 9 people the Postal Service may be obligated to put on administrative leave. And I don't think that paying them is the issue. I think the issue is that's 8 or 9 less bodies they have to move the mail. No, I'm not trying to say that from the Postal Service perspective, the mail is more important than you, because we all know that's not true. But what I want to do and what I want to say to employees, if you are or if you have contracted the coronavirus, you got to let somebody know. Now, understand, I understand there's HIPAA laws. But see, the HIPAA laws, which really engulfs privacy, the HIPAA law the HIPAA law refers to me telling about your business. That HIPAA law does not stop you from telling about your personal business. Now, and in order for that to happen, we have to understand that if you contract coronavirus, that's not a negative or a black mark on you. Excuse me, not a black mark, but that's not a mark on you. That's not a negative situation. In fact, I think if we start to look at the coronavirus more like a pandemic instead of somebody did something wrong, so now you have this ugly virus, that's not what the coronavirus is, and that's not how it's contracted. So we have to change our mindset on how we look at the coronavirus. And once we change our mindset, it's going to allow us or give us freedom to be able to tell people that we've been in contact with that, yes, I got tested and I was positive. Now, once again, if we are diligent in doing this, see, we can help the post office. We're not looking at this as they're not doing their job. We're looking at this in a manner that we're going to help them do their job, because if employee A is positive for coronavirus and they tell 5 or 6 people that they've been in contact with at work, and work doesn't contact these people, you see, now we have a reason to contact the Department of Health and ask, why are we not doing contact tracing? Now, again, I want to encourage everybody to, you know, we all have to do a better job at personal safety or protecting our personal space. But if an employee who works in the Postal Service, and I'm only speaking to postal employees right now, if you contract the coronavirus, would you please contemplate letting those individuals who've been in your personal space for 5-6 minutes or however long the CDC guidelines say, let them know? Because if you let them know, what's going to happen now is you're going to force the post office to do their part by proper contact tracing. Now, and you got to understand, just because the post office does contact tracing and they talk to you, that does not automatically mean you're going to be quarantined. But it does mean that they're following the guidelines. And again, everybody won't have to be quarantined. But if that is the rule of law coming from CDC, let's do our part to make sure that our employer follows those rules. And that's all I'm saying. Again, if you have contracted COVID, let somebody know. I mean, if you've been in touch with people, tell them. It's nothing to be embarrassed of. So I just wanted to take a few minutes because I got one or two calls today, and I'm telling you now, I'm going to monitor and track. And how do I monitor and track? The best way I can describe that is if you work in Columbus, Ohio, for the greater number of employees, I think they understand that Ken Hodge is here attempting to assist them in whatever dilemma they may have. And because they understand that, I am in the know on on a lot that takes place in that building. So if you have been in contact with a person who has tested positive, that person contacted you and told you, and the post office contacted you, because remember now, when that person contacts you, that's unofficial. But when the post office contacts you, that's an official contact. If both take place, then again, we have an opportunity to let the rest of the postal community know that Columbus, Ohio is in compliance with CDC guidelines on contact tracing. And by the same token, if for whatever reason Columbus, Ohio is not in compliance, then we again have that opportunity to let the rest of the postal community know that this is what's going on in Columbus, Ohio. Now, again, will that change anything? Yes, it will. When the mass of people are upset or not satisfied with any result, when they pool their resources by unionizing, putting up a united front, it forces businesses to do the right thing, even if they really didn't want to. So we have an opportunity here to follow up, to trace, and to observe what it is the post office should be doing. And again, I'll be the first to tell you, it would make me nothing but happy to do another podcast and say, listen, Columbus Post Office is tracking on this contact tracing. And again, I want everyone to be aware of the fact that because they do contact tracing, that does not automatically mean you're going to be quarantined, but it does mean that the post office is concerned about the work environment and they're doing the right thing to try to minimize the spread of that virus in our workplace. So, again, I just wanted to take a quick 15 minutes. I wanted to to let you know that people are contacting me, positive corona cases. And again, before I tell you, I always go to the post office, just so you know. I'm big on doing things in order. Now, when that order don't work, I'm big on increasing the volume on my voice so that others outside of the immediate area get to hear what it is I'm talking about. So part of each one teach one, let's look out for each other. Let's assist the Postal Service in ensuring that we have a COVID-free, a corona-free work environment. And again, if you are tested positive, if you are okay with it, and you should not be okay with it, if that makes any sense, inform personnel that you've been around. If you tell people, then that does not violate any HIPAA law. But if I tell people your business, your name, now I'm in violation of HIPAA law, so I'm asking you to do the right thing and keep everyone safe. Report and let your fellow coworkers know if there has been an issue. Have a wonderful evening.